Hey everyone, devotion for April the 29th, 2020 comes from Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now Psalm 23 is probably one of the most beloved and quoted scriptures of all time. It's a beautiful poetic description of God as seen through the eyes of what I believe to be an older David. Psalm 23 also points out some of the characteristics of God that are important for us to consider as we continue to think about how we think and controlling our mind. As we allow the Bible to shape our thoughts on God, one of the characteristics that we notice in this psalm is that God is personal. As David writes about God and the personal nature of the relationship between God and David, we see that coming out. Because God is not pictured as some vast mystical mist out there somewhere that is unknowing, unknowable, or uncaring, but David sees God as a shepherd. The shepherd got to know the sheep personally by living with them. The shepherd kept an eye on the sheep to protect them and to heal them when they became ill or wounded or injured. The shepherd knew the sheep completely and personally. God thought it was so important for you to know him personally that he wrote an entire book about getting to know him that we call the Bible. Now David also declares in this psalm that he, as a sheep, is completely dependent upon God. The sheep depend on their shepherd for food, for water, shelter, and safety. Literally, the sheep can do very little for themselves. And if we've learned anything through this time of dealing with this disease, we have learned that, maybe reminded would be a better way to put it, just how dependent we are on God. I mean, think about it. A microscopic organism has practically brought the entire world to a standstill. An organism, a microscopic organism, has stopped commerce, closed casinos and churches, as well as bars and even beaches. Yet some still deny the existence of God in the midst of all that they see. I believe, like Paul said, that their eyes have been blinded by the God of this world. They believe that the real God is an unknowable and unknown character. Yet the God of the Bible, as he is revealed, says his invisible attributes are clearly seen by Paul in Romans chapter 1, verse 20. So today, let's consider that the God of the Bible wants you to know him. So spend time reading your Bible and thinking about the God of the Bible as he is revealed in Scripture. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.